Welcome to today's episode of the United Voices podcast. I'm Scott Hamilton, Senior Director of Philanthropy at United Way Waterloo Region Communities. Today we're thrilled to have Nancy Priest, CEO of Glass of Learning, joining us today. Nancy brings over two decades of experience in creating innovative learning strategies for global organizations, helping them to achieve their business objectives. As an award-winning program designer and speaker, she has extensive operational and managerial experience that she leverages to provide actionable insights. Nancy's also a dedicated member of the United Way Waterloo Region Communities Campaign Cabinet. And what is Campaign Cabinet? Well, that is a group that consists of community leaders who volunteer to spearhead our fundraising efforts. So they play a pivotal role in enhancing our partnerships, developing new business relationships, and they draw in both new and existing donors. So joining the Campaign Cabinet offers our members a chance to deeply understand the social challenges within our region, to expand their networks, gain valuable skills in leadership, and also communication. And currently, our cabinet is actively looking to grow, and we're seeking new members from diverse sectors such as technology, education, manufacturing, and anyone that wants to give back to Waterloo Region through charity. But today, let's turn to Nancy to hear her experiences and the impact of her work with the Campaign Cabinet. We'll dive in and learn from Nancy's rich experiences and insights.
Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today on United Voices. Can we start with you just sharing a bit about your background and what led you to get involved with United Way?
Thank you, Jill. It's an honor to be here with you today. So I own a company called Glass of Learning, and we develop custom learning solutions, primarily for the manufacturing environment. So learning that builds employee skills, that changes behavior and improves bottom line results. Because if we want to change results, we have to change behavior. And that's what we do. We're behavior change specialists. So we do a lot of things like leadership training, team development, conflict resolution, that type of thing. So I have worked in corporate learning space as a consultant and an instructional designer and a facilitator for 30 years. And I've had my business for 11 years. And what led me to get involved initially with United Way was a request that I initially had from the office to join the committee. So I had been a monthly donor for years, and I'd always supported, you know, any United Way events locally that I was able to. And I really believed that as a small business in this area, that I felt it was very important and necessary for me to support the local community. You know, when I'm working, I don't often even know a lot of the local community because I'm so focused on the businesses I'm working with. So this, I thought, was a really wonderful opportunity to learn more about the community and support the community where I live.
That's amazing. And we were just speaking a little bit before we started with this podcast about the skills that you bring from Glass of Learning and from your work experience. I'd love to hear about how these skills have helped you as a United Way cabinet member. And I think you joined us last spring, the spring of 2024.
Yes, that's right. Well, I believe that leadership is a continuous learning journey. Business changes, times change. And some of the helpful skills that I've noticed, you know, being part of the United Way committee is understanding the need for change. We each have also primary communication skills that bring different approaches to leadership and different approaches to the committee. And sometimes that can create its own set of disconnect. But I think understanding differences in styles and being able to align that and see the different perspectives in the large group is really important. And certainly at Glass of Learning, we're not a large corporation that can set up a donation campaign. Our employees are all independent contractors, but I do feel that we can offer our talents as on our team to help out. So I'm an instructional designer. I can help with structure or design or speaking or utilizing our team members. However we can be able to bring value to the United Way and to our community, I think is something that we can provide.
Yeah, and that's one of the really amazing things that we find about our campaign cabinet is it's such a unique collection of local business leaders. Mm-hmm. Our staff is, you know, somewhere between 15 and 18 people, depending on the point in time census. And so having these extra perspectives and incredible skills is really so helpful. We often talk about networking as one of the reasons we encourage people to get involved with the cabinet, because we like to think you're supporting us. We're providing this way to integrate into the community. Have you found that?
Yes, I always appreciate when I can attend the meetings in person because it just gives you that little extra time to get more acquainted with the other individuals that are on the committee, to just have that little bit of time to dialogue when we've come into the office to help out with things like, cleaning up the phone lists or that type of thing. That's just kind of been a nice opportunity to just connect again, or even some of the events connect with the other people on the committee. And I think that all builds strength and unity. The more you, and I always tell that with leadership teams, the more you can just spend time getting to know each other, is you can get stronger together. And so I've really appreciated those opportunities because, as I say, there are so many businesses in our community that we know very little about. And this just gives us an opportunity to really get to know that.
Yeah, that's an amazing perspective. So we do have two exciting connection opportunities coming up with our Spirit Awards. That's April 10th and our Golf for a Cause, which is June 10th. And we recently just held our corporate trivia. And thank you very much for the gift that you gave us for the
Oh.
raffle. These are all opportunities where the cabinet has been really so helpful, each reaching out into their own network and getting people out to learn a bit more about United Way's work, because we're so invested all across the community, it's kind of tricky sometimes to explain what we do. So I'm curious, have you had any learnings about United Way's work that you could share since joining Cabinet?
Absolutely. I think one of the most impactful things for me was just how judicious the United Way is in their regular review of the requests for funding. I mean, you're very careful about going through that and what the requests are, identifying, who you are able to help and how you can spread the funds as deeply as possible in the community. And that's really impressive, I think, on that process, because I hadn't really thought about it before in terms of that you actually review the funding every single quarter and check and see, is this where we, is this the best place we should be spending the money and that type of thing. Donation practices have really changed since I once worked in corporations, and the economy and the pricing in the economy has changed. It's impacted donations. So, with any charitable organization, patrons are concerned about those administrative costs and, am I really putting my money into the right place? And so I've certainly learned that with United Way, that they are significantly less in their administrative fees than is even acceptable for charitable organizations within Canada. So I think that's really impressive and really important because sometimes myth takes over. It's not based in foundation, but people believe those things. So I think it's important to just get that out there that the United Way is so careful in how the money is spent and where the money goes. And it's very impressive.
I think our average administration fee is about 12%. You're here on the podcast, you can see I don't have a fancy studio, but that's not the point of the work. The point is really to invest in the most critical things that we can in community, with limited funds, unfortunately, but we do our best. And I really appreciate you saying that. And that's been a really big learning for me as well, is how we can stretch the dollar by strengthening the network. And so we'll be sharing in an upcoming podcast kind of some new things that we're doing with funding to try and make it more effective. I think we've shared it a little bit in Cabinet. Through the pandemic, we switched to quarterly applications for everybody. And so what that meant was we were reviewing between 70 and 90 applications every quarter, and our partners were applying 4 times a year. So we'll be going back as of 2025, which starts on April 1st for us, to a by cause area per quarter. So housing and homelessness was our first funding cycle. So they'll apply once per year. And so it's really making it much more efficient. But we needed to be reactive because of the pandemic. And so we're now moving back to something where I think this last round, instead of 90 applications, we had 25. So that's a lot easier for everyone. And then each cause
Absolutely.
area has a quarter. There is marketing, there is philanthropy, there is finance, but we're all working to raise money that we can invest in community. And it's exactly the goal of the cabinet as well, to figure out how to bring skills together so we can do that work more effectively.
Right. Well,
So
that's fantastic.
Well, and it's tricky because we don't have one specific thing, that story that we can talk about. In 2023, 24, we supported 76 organizations. It's a lot of different stories, and that's part of this podcast is trying to have a voice. And it'll take a while to get through everyone, especially when we get to talk to our cabinet members. I think there's around 15 of you businesses that run workplace campaigns. I think we have over 250 active campaigns, and then others that just make corporate donations. So it's a lot of stories. So I've got
It
never-ending content from a
is.
marketing.
That's wonderful. That's why, and I think it's important to share those stories for people to just learn more about our community and what's actually happening here.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you listened to any of our other podcast episodes?
I have actually. I only noticed a few that were on the website. Is that fair? Is that did I check that right? Because I saw a couple.
I think we've got eight. So we started just the end of December. And
Okay.
we've got to figure out that algorithm on how we get them all shared. But we
Right.
do put them out mostly every Monday.
Okay.
And we have had seven different community partners interviewed. The latest one, we had the executive directors from the YWKW and the YWCA Cambridge, as well as two other members of their leadership talking about the intersection of homelessness for women. And it
Oh.
was a really great episode. So we had about four of them on it. But
Nice.
yes, just another opportunity to plug the podcast.
Absolutely. Well, I have seen a few of them for sure because I only heard about this when I got back from my trip. So it's wonderful to know that there's that many up there now. I will check them all out.
And then every week or every month when we have your cabinet meetings, we do ask, hey, so any feedback? Because that's another great resource for us with the cabinet is to use as a sounding board for the things that we're doing, if it's interesting, if we're kind of talking about the right things. So we are really lucky to have people like you.
Happy to help.
One of the things that we like to think about Campaign Cabinet does is it brings in local leaders and gives them a chance to make social impact. Now, I'm wondering what you might say to somebody who would be considering joining Campaign Cabinet and how this experience has personally enriched you.
Okay, well, a great question. I feel that, our community impacts how we live, and I feel that we have an obligation to help out, to be part of the community, to support each other, however it is we can. As I say, we as a small business can support in some ways different from large businesses may be able to support, but everyone has a way that they are able to support. I feel that the purpose of any business is to create value for customers and value for employees. And when our customers and our employees see that we have a vested interest in the community that we live in, I think it sends a really strong message of unity. And I think that we can all do our part, whatever that might be, to help out. So I would highly recommend individuals just take the chance, take the plunge. It's not like you have to, sign up for life, or you have to, sign away your firstborn or anything too challenging like that, but you can be a part of it and just contribute however you're able to.
Amazing. Yeah, one of our taglines really is when everyone gives a little, the impact is a lot. I would not say that you're giving a little, though. I'd say, some people get to give a lot, and that's even better. But I so appreciate your time in talking to us today, Nancy. And I look forward to seeing you at our next opportunity.
That sounds great, Jillian. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to have this conversation with you.
Thank you for joining us for this, our ninth episode of United Voices with Campaign Cabinet member Nancy Priest. United Voices is a platform for sharing stories from within our community because every voice carries an important perspective. And we want to hear from you too. Please reach out with your thoughts, feedback, and stories. Want to be a podcast guest? Send us a message on any of our social platforms or through our website. Please tune in again next time as we continue these conversations with community members who are making a difference. Because united is the way our community grows stronger. Until then, take care and stay united.